Sexual assault is a major problem on college campuses. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Koss, Regents Professor of Public Health at the University of Arizona, says alcohol is becoming even more prevalent in these attacks.
One in every three college women say they have been a victim of sexual assault, either when they were in high school or college. That's according to my recent peer-reviewed survey. That figure is significantly higher than 30 years ago when I conducted the first national survey of college students. Back then, the victimization rate was 1 in 4. 75% of recent incidents involved victims who were so intoxicated they were unable to consent or stop what was happening. That's up from 50% in the mid-80s. I used the federal rape definition. That goes beyond forcible rape and includes oral, anal, or vaginal penetration when the victim is incapacitated. 30 years ago, 1 in 19 men disclosed committing this form of sexual assault. That number has increased to 1 in 8. One thing that hasn't changed is that 90% of the men who sexually assaulted did so by taking advantage of a drunk woman. They often use relentless pressure to make their intended victims drink more than they wanted. For years, colleges have been trying to reduce irresponsible drinking and associated sexual harm. If the rate of rape is going up instead of down, it calls the effectiveness of these efforts into question, a conclusion supported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. An agenda of interventions to reduce perpetration, including modifying drinking environments, both on campus and in surrounding bars, may be more successful.
That was Mary Koss of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.